Politics. Busia woman rep Catherine Omanyo has urged the president to consider appointing professionals to head different ministries to save the government the extra expense of hiring more advisors in every ministry. Speaking in Busia town, the legislator slammed the president for prioritizing political rewards and political friendship ahead of the nation's demands. The genesis of this problem dates back to when the president decided to reward his political friends, some of whom had little technical knowledge in the assigned ministries, said Omanyo. She added that, as a country, we must prioritize the interest of the people ahead of personal and selfish political interests. The CS appointees must possess the right qualifications in order to deliver and not just flower girls and boys. Omanyo's sentiments come days after the president dissolved his cabinet to pave way for deliberation and engagement to constitute a cabinet which will steer the achievement of the bottom-up economic agenda. The MP singled out the Ministry of Education, which she attributed to having suffered a major blow with the outgoing CS Ezekiel Machogu having failed to give directives on whether grade 9 will be domicile in primary or they will shift to secondary school. Busia women rep Catherine Omanyo at Sienda Primary in Busia over the weekend. The current regime has brought a lot of confusion in the education sector, with parents having been left in a dilemma of grade 9 issue. Similarly, the university education funding model looks more like a scam and the information being given is not sufficient enough, Omanyo added. The lawmaker, however, supports the proposed national dialogue being spearheaded by President Ruto and opposition leader Raila Odinga, noting that it's the only way to bring peace and stability in the country. Despite the effort by the government to hijack the oversight role of parliament, the Gen Z have proven them wrong, and I think it will be prudent we give dialogue a chance, she noted. On the Kware dump site matter after mutilated bodies were found, the MP wants police to speed up investigations and give timely reports for action. She warned police not to play politics during the investigation. In Kenya, police investigations have never borne fruits. All investigations end up being stories whose answers are never forthcoming, Omanyo added. Her sentiments come after Azimio leader Raila Odinga expressed sorrow over the recovery of 9 mutilated bodies in Kware, Makuru slums, calling it a sad and dark moment for the country. This inhuman act must not be accepted in this country again. The perpetrators of these and other heinous acts must face the full force of the law immediately. The people of Kenya demand accountability, Raila noted after visiting the site.